This service may contain views and opinions which are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of any other author, agency, organization, or employer, or company, including the broker. Comments published by users are their sole responsibility, and the users will take full responsibility, liability, and blame for any liable litigation that results from something written in or as a direct result from something written in a comment. The brochure is not liable for any comment published by users and reserves the right to delete any comment for any reason whatsoever.
Hi, you've reached the brochure. Sorry we can't take your call right now, but if you want to leave a message for Mr. Brown,
Mr. Blue,
Mr. Blonde,
or Mr. White,
then leave us a message.
Leave us a message after, me. After the beep.
Beep. Beep. Beep.
Yay!
Much. No, seriously. Stop it. Stop it. Thank you. Thank you all. Thanks so much for coming. All right. Thank you all. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Bro Show.
Yay!
Welcome to the Bro Show. I'm your host, Mr. Brown. The Puppet Master, Mr. Franchise, a game changer with only one goal in life, and that is world domination. Next, we have Mr. Blue, the gambler, a blue-collared bettor, the parlay prince, a risk taker, the type of guy that'll make you wish you had stayed in bed this morning. Then we have Mr. Blonde, the condescending intellectual, on a healing journey, continuously searching for his next mistake. Last but not least, we have Mr. White, a straight shooter, the jock, an animal lover, fast thinking, smooth talking, small town, prom king wannabe. Now that's the cast, so you heard it from me. Let's get straight to Mr. Blue and tell us who you are.
This is Mr. Yourself. Blue, a.k.a. National League, your tape-to-tape, toe-tapping, Mr. Steal Your Game, power forward, blue-collar, better extraordinaire. Click the link in the bio to see more dingers, power fades, three putt pars, and snipe city sellies, baby. Let's go.
Let's go. Good stuff there, Mr. Blue. Wow, that's quite the introduction there to the Bro Show. Very impressed now. I don't know what the other fellas think there, but I'm just going to take it right to Mr. Blonde. Mr. Blonde, introduce yourself. Tell the world who you are.
Hi, everybody. You know what? It's hard to top that introduction from Mr. Blue. I know that man has a lot of skills, and I appreciate, just like the other fellas, bringing all they have to the table into every game. I guess that's a little bit about myself as well. Throughout my professional career and a lot of the advocacy groups in my life, this has to top everything. So I'm just grateful for the journey. Really grateful for the community of believers, and please keep the DMs coming. The promos, I know right now, our legal team and a bunch of others are, sifting through the pile of promotions here that we're going to bring to our viewers. But again, Mr. Brown, Mr. Blue, Mr. White, I am just humbled to be on this journey with you guys. So thank you so much.
Thank
Keep
you,
the
sir.
Support coming.
Thank you, sir. Just want to acknowledge the politically correctness, efficiency of your dialogue there. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know what Very all impressive. That was about, Very but impressive. That's Mr.
Thank
Blonde.
You.
I mean,
thank you.
You know, let's just bring our thesaurus next time and
But anyway, that's
ask Siri. If you have a problem, there's technology. It's not my fault, really. I don't want to come across too condescending, I guess. But you know, people have access to technology at this stage. So if you don't understand a word, they can look it up, really.
There, so. Fair enough. Right. I like that. Like that. You want to
check the game log, baby? Check that game log.
You want to know about me? Look me up. All right, I like that. That's the kind of attitude you're getting out of Mr. Blonde. However, that's why he's here. That's why he's here, folks. All right, now, last but definitely not least, Mr. White, tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm going to keep it a little more basic, a little more simple. Mr. White here, just a small town maritime boy trying to leave a small impression on this big old world. Straight shooter. I've been around some. I've seen some things that would probably make the average man cringe. From a towel boy for the Harlem Globetrotters to setting up rings for WrestleMania, a few things in between. Just a former high school jock trying to relive my glory days through old tales and stories. Bleed blue, go Leafs, go.
Yay!
Well, I have a Sunday scary, yeah. It was 2001. Portage la Prairie, Manitoba. And I woke up on a Sunday morning, 8:30, 9 o'clock. As I woke up, I could feel some weight on my stomach and stuff. Kind of like, what the hell is going on? I roll over. There's probably about 120-pound Rottweiler laying on my stomach, looking me right in the face, his tongue's hanging out. We're making eye contact as I roll over. Everything's kind of groggy from the night before. Roll over. There's a girl there. You know, hefty girl. And anyway, my shirt on. Laying there. And
would you happen to know how many stones,
Mr. White?
Sorry to cut you off there, Mr. White. Would you happen to know how many stones, as in how many stones she weighed for our UK fans?
I'm not sure the ratio. I'm not sure the ratio. I could touch my finger and felt around her belly. It was, you know, they were part of a bachelorette party, as it all came back to me in the next morning. They had as I woke up, saw this Rottweiler. I saw this girl laying beside me. I look around, it's Winnie the Pooh wallpaper everywhere. I'm on the bottom bunk of a set of bunk beds in probably like a 3 or 4 year old's little girl's bedroom. Yeah. Next thing I remember, I hear a buddy of mine calling out, calling my name. Says, yeah, I'm here. Kind of came back. I remember us all being there the night before, late, early into the morning, I guess I should say. And anyway, that was just, that's a little Sunday scary.
No, that's great. And a great way to introduce the mother of your children to the audience here at the show. And thank you for the honesty in that story. Really appreciate it. And I'm sure our fans do too.
Yay!
What about calling in sick for Aiden?
Let's hear it.
We could call in sick for Aiden. Or, you know, another one I was thinking of doing is just calling a random person and seeing how long it takes before they hang up. Just start talking to them normal, saying, hey, how's it going? Did you get to Walmart today? They'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Was it Walmart or where'd you have to go? To the grocery store? Be like, what? Yeah. Who is it? Oh, no, yeah, I know. Well, I was just thinking about, you know, the old truck there. I need to take that in for an oil change. Huh? Is this all right? Is this
yeah,
okay?
That sounds good. That's good. Yeah. That's excellent.
Want to try that? If you boys mute, let me try that.
Okay. I'm muting.
Should I just hit a random number? I am. Are we good?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Did you get to Walmart? Yeah, good, good. Yeah, did you get to Walmart today?
Who are you talking to?
Oh, yeah, no, I was talking to Tracy yesterday, and then I had to take the truck in and get the oil changed and tires rotated, all that stuff. Oh, and, you know, wouldn't you believe it that it's leaking something underneath it? So now that's another mess, something about a fuel line. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then they say, you know, it's supposed to snow on Sunday. And I don't know if it's going to snow on Sunday or not. But, I mean, you know, I'd like to get that stuff done before it did. You know, and then, I mean, you know, all that right after Christmas, I don't know what I'm going to do, to be honest.
Who is this?
Yeah, I was talking to Tracy there yesterday, and she said you were going to go to Walmart, and then you were going to the grocery store.
Oh, you got the wrong person.
God, love you, dear. But, I mean, just still, you know, just the awful thing about my vehicle there, you know, because of the oil change and everything. It's been frustrating. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how you been?
Who are you talking to?
Oh, I thought I was talking to Edith. Is this not Edith?
No.
Oh, no. But you know Tracy and Edith.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. No.
Yeah, but...
I only got the tail end of that. Fuck, that was good.
How was that?
Hey, man. That was
okay, I'm mute. How was that?
Dope, man. I live for that shit.
That was unbelievable.
That was well done, Mr. Brown.
Oh, that was fucking perfectly done.
Shirley and
Edith,
though, right?
Crazy. It was crazy. Crazy. Oh,
God. Oh, call somebody else, please.
Yay!
I'm just getting into the role.
Look at this fucking guy.
Huh? Is this going to be a video fucking thing or what's going on
here?
Yeah,
like, what is he doing? It was some fucking Z. What? Holy fuck, is he looking for a date or something? Fuck.
Fuck. Vanilla Ice.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, too. Maybe I should clean my act up if we're going to be on video here. I don't know.
What do you mean clean your act up? What was wrong with it to begin with?
Well, I know, but if we're going to be being videoed, just watching Mr. Blonde there, I didn't know he was putting on the shades and the toque and the hood. And
oh, don't mind him.
Just wondering if we're being...
Don't mind him.
We're being videoed or not.
No.
I'd maybe take a little more attention to what I was doing. guilted him out of it. Guilted him right out of it.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
There's the man himself right there.
Yeah, brother.
There's the only pussy we'll ever see on this fucking show right
it's
there.
It's the only pussy you guys are going to ever get right there on this show.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Take her down version of the Tiger King for fuck's sakes.
Yeah, 20, you got 20 cats at home.
Yeah, you're like the fucking Karen Baskin in Canada.
Cheryl Baskin.
You're Cheryl Baskin.
Cheryl Baskin. Yeah. Of rescue cats.
All you cool cats and kittens.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a sick show that was.
I love the second one, too, man.
The second one was okay.
The second one, yet.
Second one was great.
I seen it on there. I didn't bring myself to watch it yet.
It's good, man.
I didn't bring myself to.
None of them had any fucking sense. Once. But I'll just tell you this, man. I'll tell you, cat people are crazy.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Oh, they're insane. They're insane. I had a great aunt, had like 27 or something. Just wow. Fucking cats everywhere over there, man.
Wow.
27 cats. What the fuck would you do with 27 cats?
I know. Well, you die and then they eat you.
Like she had them and named them and everything?
Oh, yeah. They, some of them are old barren cats and stuff. They were wild, but she fed them all on the step, and a lot of them, like, probably had 19 or 20 in the house and 7 or 8 outside that wouldn't come in. But I had them all named with one old lad had one eye and just fucking piss everywhere.
One old lad had one eye.
Cat piss everywhere. An old cat chowder one eye and fucking lips all hung down and going. Fucking old barn cats, tomcats, they fight and go. Big old fucking pieces of hair gone out of them.
Wow.
They bring it on the kitchen table, her feeding them right off the fork, you know. Oh, come on over, Sally.
Have
a piece of fucking codfish or something, you know what I mean? Just fucking put it right to them. Oh, such a good girl, Sally.
She's such a good girl, Sally.
Oh, sick, man. The two was a lot.
Two was fuck. I've had two for a bit. That was enough. That was good. Two was good enough.
Yeah. Two and a German Shepherd pop my head and they're fucking
old. Yep, two and a dog is a good balance.
Eagle got a whole one.
Yep.
Eagle got one man by the tail, little kitten. Oh, I didn't know what it was at the time, but I think I put it all together. The fucking tail, the hair was all falling off, man. Pus running out of it and everything. Dude, what the fuck's wrong with the cat's tail? But looking at it, there's fucking like, this looked like claw marks, man. And about a day later, on Facebook, there was a thing, a small eagle going with this cat in the Forest Hills area.
Oh, no.
They had a picture of it. So they said, careful, keep your cats inside. And the fucking old cat, man, her mouth was all beat up, fucking jaw open. And one tooth missing. So I figured out after a while, eventually, I think the eagle probably had to hold the fucking cat and dropped it.
Oh, no.
So I took it to the fucking vet, right? And I went in and I said, something wrong with the cat, the tail, you know, it's not normal. It looked like it was broke right off, man. It was wore right down in the middle. It was right in the middle of COVID, so I took the cat in. I give them the cat. They went in the fucking building, right? They come back out and say, I need some surgery on her tail or whatever. How old is the cat? I said, only about a year old or something. And they went in, said, okay. So she come back out. It's going to be about $1,200. I said, $1,200? Fucking fix the cat's tail. I said, you know what I mean? I don't have $1,200 for that cat. Fuck. Well, what do you do? Shit. I said, well, I don't know. What am I going to do? What's going to happen? She said, well, all her spinal cord's exposed, so she could end up fucking crippled.
God, no.
So I said, well, I don't need a crippled cat. You know what I mean? But no. I don't have $1,200 either. So she goes back in the building. She goes back out. She said, we could maybe do a payment plan or something. I said, no, fuck, I don't want to pay $1,200 to fix the cat.
No.
You know, I got a pretty good old cat home already. I don't mind this little cat, but kind of an inbred little fucker anyways.
Yep.
So she said, well, it's you'll have to get her euthanized or whatever. I said, well, how much is that going to cost me? You know? About $200, she said.
Yeah.
Okay, I said, whatever. Okay, well, bad as I hate you.
Yeah, okay.
Bad as I hate you, I'm going to have to get the cat put to sleep. Then she goes in, she goes back out. She said, I got another deal. She said, where it's a kitten. We can maybe keep the kitten here at the clinic, do the surgery. You pay us a surrender fee, she calls it, right? And we'll keep the kitten. And I said, so what? You're going to fix the cat's tail. You're going to keep the cat. But you're not going to put it to sleep. She's no, probably one of the girls will take it home or whatever because it's just a kitten.
Yeah.
I said, okay, that's better than getting the little kitten put to sleep. I mean, you're old, whatever. How much is that going to be? $240, she said. Fuck. I get her put to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Cheaper.
So they go 200. How can we? Can't get 1,200. He'll do two. Let's get 250.
I give the VAT $240,
man. I give the VAT, and they kept the fucking cat.
They fucked. And I had my five-year-old daughter. $40.
Five-year-old daughter with me. And we would, man, and that's not even the best part of it. Actually, I forgot the first of it. I went over to the house to fucking pick the cat up because, right? Yeah. So pull in the driveway, you know what I mean? Pull up and pull in. It was a pull in. I had like 20 kilometers left in my car, man. And I was pushing it, you know what I mean? 20 kilometers left till empty or whatever. I was like, fuck, I'll go get the cat. I'll stop and get some gas. I'll go to bed. I pulled in. I parked on the fucking slope, man. I left my car running. I went in. It took me about 10 minutes to find the cat in the closet. I got him in the kennel. I came out. My car was shut off. Fucking car run out of gas, man, sitting in the yard. honest to fuck, man. And I got her back, fucking 5 years old, right? 4 years old this time. And telling her that I got to take the cat to the vet. So I go, car won't start. So I put it in neutral. I let it roll down to get on some level ground, you know what I mean? But it's not level, really, till you're out in the middle of the fucking street. So I rolled right out in the middle of the fucking street. Yeah. I'm sitting there broadside, man. Fucking thing still won't start. It starts, man, just enough, and I just hauled it in gear. I get in off the road a little bit. So I stopped there. So then I'm like, fuck, it's 20 after 9. I got to be at the vet 9:30. I call a fucking cab. He's on the meter.
Wow.
Cost me $40 in the fucking cab by the time I went there and waited. And $260 fucking dollars, man, to get the cat, and they kept the fucking cat. Oh, wow. Cost me $300. Oh,
they kept the fucking cat.
And then I had to get the taxi. I had to take gas jars with me and get the cat to get the fucking cab driver to stop on the way home.
Unbelievable.
And put $20 in the gas jar and go home and pour it in my car. You think I was fucking pleasant, man? Oh. And then, like, ex-wife's cat. Not even my cat, you know? Oh.
What a fucking racket.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Sounds like you're into one.
It was fucking up. And then you're
definitely
into one. I got a four-year-old girl.
Definitely into one.
Four-year-old girl that just bawled her eyes out because we took the cat there in a cage and left it. And, you know, maybe we ran out of gas. We had to travel in a cab. We took the cat in the cage. We brought an empty fucking cage home. It's a lot to take in for a four-year-old. But anyway, that's my cat story.
Story of like a cat.
Wow.
And I still, I don't know if they, maybe they killed the fucking cat. I don't know what they did with it. I really don't.
Fucking racket.
What a good story.
Yay!
All right, everyone, that's our show for this week. I want to thank everyone for coming. I want to thank the community believers for all the support. I want to thank all the cast, everyone involved with the show. We hope everyone had as much fun as we did. And don't forget to follow us on social media. And don't forget to tell your friends all the fun you had here with us tonight here at The Bro Show.
This has been a Hendog production.